Good evening, folks. This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Bill Satterlee, and I'd like to welcome you back to another fine 2 hours of modern mainstream jazz on the Feeling of Jazz. Of course, we're here every Sunday night on 89.1 FM from 8 to 10, and you hope we'll visit this show in the future. And tonight we've got 2 hours of great mainstream jazz lined up, and tonight I'm going to do a salute to that great pianist, composer, and arranger, Horace Silver, who down through the years wrote some classic modern bop blues-based jazz compositions. He was a great pianist in his own right. We're going to do almost all of the compositions by artists other than Horace Silver, who have selected his compositions for various albums. Now, tonight we're going to lead off with pianist Phineas Newborn Jr. from his contemporary album Harlem Blues. This is a Horace Silver composition called Cooking at the Continental. Phineas is backed up by Elvin Jones on drums and Ray Brown on bass. Let's listen to Horace's Cooking at the Continental. A swinging up-tempo version of Horace Silver's composition Cooking at the Continental, done by Phineas Newborn Jr. on piano on a contemporary album called Harlem Blues, backed up by Elvin Jones on drums, Ray Brown on bass. Next, we're going to turn to Vivus Milt Jackson on a prestige album called The Milt Jackson Quintet, and this is a tune called composed by Horace Silver called Bawana, which was the nickname of drummer Art Blakey. Now, when Horace Silver first got his big name, he was working with the Art Blakey Quintet, which was known as the Jazz Messengers. He played piano, so he devoted this composition to Art Blakey, And it includes, this is a one track that Horace Silver is on. I'm going to play tonight when we're playing his compositions. And this is Horace Silver on piano, Henry Boozer on trumpet, Kenny Clarke, who was in the original Modern Jazz Quartet, along with Mel Jackson, Percy Heath, who was also in the original Modern Jazz Quartet. And this is a composition by Horace Silver called Bawana.
Thank you.
was Milt Jackson on Vibes from the Milt Jackson Quartet or Quintet album on Prestige, leading a little group through a Horace Silver composition called Bawana, which was a tribute to a drummer, Art Blakey, that Horace Silver worked with in the early years. We're going to turn now to Indianapolis' finest, Wes Montgomery, doing a Horace Silver composition called A Carol. That's Horace spelled backwards. And this is from Wes Montgomery album on the Riverside label, cut back in 1959, called The Wes Montgomery Trio, an apt title for this particular album, and includes Mel Ryan on organ and Paul Parker on drums. Now, this is a group that was originally played down in Indianapolis for several years before Wes Montgomery was discovered by Cannonball Adderley for the Riverside. He was scouting for the Riverside label, and the Riverside signed up Wes after this, and he wanted to have quite a recording career. Let's listen to Horace Silver's composition, A Cara. Wes Montgomery on guitar doing a Horace Silver composition, The Carol. As I mentioned before, that we played that cut, that's Horace spelled backwards, and that was a Wes Montgomery trio. That was the original trio that Wes Montgomery played with in Indianapolis for several years before he was discovered by Riverside Records. Going to turn out a bassist, Ray Brown, doing a Horace Silver composition, Sister Sadie, from his contemporary album, Something for Lester. I think Lester was the... was Lester Koenig, which is the owner and producer of Contemporary Records, backed up by Cedar Walton on piano, Elvin Jones on drums. This is a very popular funky thing that was written by Horace called Sister Sadie. Thank you. was a great bass work of Ray Brown doing Horace Silver's composition Sister Sadie from a contemporary album called Something for Lester, and some nice piano work there by Cedar Walton, and Elvin Jones was there on drums.
Hi, this is Bill Satterly, and I'm going to play another piano player from Indianapolis, Carl Perkins, from a CD entitled Carl Perkins Memorial, and it features him with a bunch of different size musicians, and not that they're short and tall, but that there are more of them. So I'm going to kick off my portion of this show tonight with a tune entitled Too Close for Comfort, featuring Richie Kamuka on tenor sax, Carl Perkins piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Tony Brasley drums. Carl Perkins on piano, the sweet sound of Richie Kamuka on tenor sax, Too Close for Comfort. I'm going to follow that up with a CD that features Serge Shaloff on baritone sax, and the name of the CD is Serge Shaloff, the Baritone Master. It has really no liner notes as to who everybody is playing here, but it does include Shorty Rogers on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Zoot Sims on tenor. And the picture is entitled The Woody Herman Basketball Team. They were a little short on the big guys. And I'm going to play a tune entitled Elevation. Thank you. was Evolution featuring, Elevation featuring Serge Chaloff on baritone sax. I'm going to go to the sound of Herbie Mann playing flute on a tune entitled Adam's Themes, and he's backed up with Leroy Vinegar on bass and Bill Douglas drums and Carl Perkins on piano. So let's listen to Adam's Theme. Herbie Mann Quartet featuring Herbie obviously on flute. I think he was probably the most recognized name of anybody who had played a flute on in a jazz setting. The name of the tune was Adam's Theme. I'm going to go to now a tune entitled Whisper Not, and again the liner notes are very vague as to who's playing on this particular cut. I'm going to have to get better CDs, I think. I do know that it features Art Farmer on trumpet and flugelhorn and Benny Golson on tenor sax doing a tune entitled Whisper Not. Mm-hmm. That was Art Farmer on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor, doing a tune entitled Whisper Not.
Continuing our salute to that great pianist, composer, and arranger, Horace Silver, we're going to do something by organist Richard Groove Holmes from his prestige album Soul Message, backed up by Gene Edwards on guitar and Jimmy Smith on drums. Not the Jimmy Smith, the organist, but Jimmy Smith, the drummer. And this is one of Horace's great compositions that has really lived on down through the years. Let's listen to Groove Holmes do Horace's Song for My Father. Thank you. Organ Stallions of Richard Groove Holmes doing Horace Silver's classic composition, Song from My Father. But some fine guitar work there by Gene Edwards.
I'm going to play a tune written by John Eardley, who's a trumpet player. The name of the tune is Dementon. It features Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Eardley on trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Zoot Sims tenor, Peck Morrison on bass, and Dave Bailey drums. Dementon.
Thank you.
Demeton featuring Jerry Mulligan.
This is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee, and you are listening to The Feeling of Jazz. We're here every Sunday night on 89.1 FM from 8 to 10. We're going to close out the first hour with one more track, and then we're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. We're going to be back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. We've got another fine 1 hour of modern mainstream jazz to play for you. We're going to close out with kind of a haunting composition by Horace Silver, whom we're giving tribute to tonight, called Moon Rays, with Vince Guaraldi on piano, Bola Sette on guitar. And so let's listen to Horace's Moon Ray. Thank you.